check out that song you was just talking about, Concrete Sea, as covered by John McHale on his most recent album, Hex.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's been forever since I heard that song. Second to last question. Of all the songs you've written, do you have any that you're like the most proud of?
I wouldn't say so. I can't think of, not really. I'm always thinking about the next one. I don't even like listen to that song.
I really like the song Brothers.
Oh yeah.
That's a real
fucking song. If I had to choose one of your songs, I'd probably have to go with Brothers, honestly. It's beautiful.
I have such vivid memories of playing on the recording and just came together so beautifully.
I gotta second that, honestly.
That one's about my grandma, Josephine. I write songs about my kids all the time. I'm always writing about my family, so I can't be more proud of one than the other, or else I'll be a problem.
That's right, that would be. No. Last question for both you and Jay. What's next for John McHale and Jay Crocker? Both, and I know, Jay, you're with other projects like Joyful Talk, and you're also playing with Ghost Keeper. Is that more of an ad hoc thing, or is that going to be something you're doing going forth?
Well, Jay works with Ghost Keeper quite extensively.
Well, I worked with them when I was still living in Calgary for years. We go back like 20 years or something.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. They needed a band. We're all going to be here, so they needed a couple guys to
We're
rock.
All friends, of course.
Nice.
And I love that music. Their music is amazing. Check them out. Ghost
Keeper. I don't know if it's going to end up being a thing, but maybe sporadically.
Yeah, cool.
If they're ever playing.
They have a bass player. I was kind of feeling it.
Yeah, they have another guitarist.
Yeah.
And you implied that third album of this trilogy is like kind of already on the works.
Yeah, we're well into it. And that's what's next for us. We'll be recording and keep that going. Do some shows in August with the band The Burning Hell.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Matthias Kahm and Ariel. Yeah, those guys are amazing.
So that's what's up next. We're going to go on tour with them, and then we're going to keep recording.
Wow. Well, have a lot of fun touring with The Burning Hell. I know they're great. I've seen them a bunch of times. So, cool. Well, best of luck, John and Jay. Thank you for talking to me, and we'll be waiting for that third part of the trilogy at CFRC.
Great right on.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And half the things I really haven't got, and that's a lot.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm now. Yes, it's what I'm after now.
Hey, good evening. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, live from Laura Crothers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's all on Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. Things I'll keep with your host, DJ Fleshwad, with you for another hour. And I have some songs that I would like to play for you as a follow-up to that. But just to make things even more exciting, did you know that I haven't actually been alone? There's been somebody else in this studio the entire time. I bet you couldn't even tell. But there is somebody, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a bit. But they're starting off their show tomorrow. Fresh on CFRC, debut episode. And I'm so happy to have them shadowing me tonight. And they have some pretty great music selections, including a band I've always been curious about, but I've never played on this station before. So that sounds pretty great. Okay, John McHale, we talked about Brothers. I love the song so much. It's beautiful. And then I'm going to play something newer from him so you can hear all that like sampler stuff. It's called The Fix. And then new stuff from Geese. It's called Trinidad. Okay, but first here's Brothers, the song we talked about that is really so very beautiful and maybe my favorite John McHale song. CFRC 101.9 FM.
Something big is what I'm living for.
If this weather ever gives it up, I can see you gray. It can never be a man. shoulder, the cameras caught it all. The cameras caught it all. In the shadow of another sun, still running when the day is done, still running from the zeros and ones. I don't wanna, I don't wanna.
All right, we are at it. And, you know, I'm running around the studio a bit because, well, I didn't totally plan out the show, which makes it more fun. And I have someone shadowing with me today. And not only that, but their debut program is airing tomorrow. And sounding very promising. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi. Thanks, Ken. My name is Nishon Tung, and that's right. I have a new show airing tomorrow, Fridays at 8 p.m., and it's called Salt Licked in Rapture. It's going to feature some eclectic music. I'm kind of inspired by a quote by Virginia Woolf where she talks about violent waves of emotion. So it's kind of built up around that. It's also going to feature some enigmatic outsider artists that are kind of forgotten about. So,
how can a radio show inspired by a Virginia Woolf quote be bad? Wow. And you said eclectic mix of music, and you are not lying because you put together for us lucky listeners a 3-song all vinyl set, and it is all over the place in a good way. So what are we listening to?
Okay, so first up, we have a song by a really great band called Love and Rockets from 1985, and it's off the record Seventh Dream of Teenage Heaven. And the song name is called Saudade. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation. It's the Portuguese word for a feeling of longing, melancholy, and nostalgia, which is kind of right up my alley. So we'll be listening to that.
And maybe the folks listening are like me, and Love and Rockets is a band that you've heard mentioned, but I can't tell you if I've ever listened to a Love and Rockets song front to back, and that's about to change. So I'm pretty excited for this. I haven't heard about it before, but now for something completely different. What's your second selection?
My second selection is a song called Storyville Blues, and it's going to be played by Turk Murphy, who's an old school New Orleans based jazz musician. And the song is actually played live in 1955. And the song is an old standard, and it's about the old red light district in New Orleans. And an interesting little anecdote is that Louis Armstrong at 12 years old actually used to sneak out and go to Storyville, and he learned how to play the piano from the guys that would play piano in the brothels there. So that's an interesting little anecdote.
Nice. See, okay, so we're going from 1985 rock music, right? Like, I know so little about Love and Rockets. I'm about to find out exactly what they sound like. And then going from 19 to 1955 New Orleans jazz, where do we go from there?
And then we're going to Willie Dunn, amazing, who's an iconic indigenous folk artist. And I haven't chosen which song we're going to play off that record, but we'll choose something good.
But it's like the classic. It's like is it just the self-titled? Is that what
I think so.
I think so, yeah. If you are picturing one Willie Dunn album cover in your mind, it's probably the one that Deshaun's going to play one off of. So get excited for that. Okay, now, confession. Have I spun vinyl in a little bit? No. Did I tell Nishan how to do it? Yes. Did I preview it and it worked then? Yes. So we should get some nice crackly vinyl very shortly. But if not, I'll have something else for you, really, in a jiffy. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Nishan. I'm glad your show is not on a different station at the same time as mine. Or might be losing some listeners. What? It's tomorrow at 8?
Yes. It'll be weekly Fridays at 8 p.m. and it's called Salt Licked in Rapture.
Check it out. But for now, check out this amazing set. Love and Rockets and Willie Dunn. And in the middle there is, what is
Turk
your name?
Turk Murphy.
Turk Murphy. All right. CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. life with enemy, fought to keep people free. Red Cloud was the leader of the zoo, and he had a lot to do. Sue and Cheyenne didn't fail, for it's along the Bosman Trail. What says my bad Fort Bill burning now are just a memory. Crazy Horse was a mighty man, he was a chief of the great Cheyenne. Sand Creek and Washita River, that's where the creeks ran red with blood. Women, children lying all over, babies dying like dogs in the mud. One little, two little, three little, four, five little, six will never sing no more. Seven little, eight little, nine little, ten, ten little boys will never dance again. But Crazy Horse was a mighty man, he was the chief of the great Cheyenne. He fought the long knife blow for blow, get them away with a big war bow. He worked with Penny in his life, get them away with a gun and a knife. Fought all his life with the enemy, fought to keep his people free. It's 77 September 6th, they bound his body on some sticks, carried him away unhappily, burned him down at Wounded Knee. He lived true, he lived free, died through coward's treachery. A warrior true and most courageous will be thought of through the ages.
Nishant, okay, set your calendars tomorrow at 8, Salt Lick in the Rapture. So I think if that set is any indication of her taste and eclecticism, I have no idea what to expect when I'm tuning in, except that the music's going to be great, because all three of those selections were fantastic. I hope you'll think the same about mine, but like I kind of feel like I need to step up my game now. Adrian Teacher from Out West, one of my very favorites. I might not do a double-double today. I think I only might play two songs from a single artist, and Adrian Teacher is the one today, Slogging Away, and then Can't Fight Love, both off of Anxious Love. And then I think that a Fishman's song is going to go really well after that. So let's do it. CFRC 101.9 FM.
Listen close, there is something I need. Can you take me? そばにいて大きなソファーベッドに横になっていつもそばにいる幸せはある意味そんなもんである意味一人ぼっちなものなんだよ。静かな部屋に今では一人で住んでます。冷たい夜はさ目の前駆け抜けて彼女の孤独をそっとノックするんだ。タタンタタンタタンタタンタタンタン、あ元気ですか。
Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time, we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted.
Hey, welcome back. All right, I have just one more set. Just before I leave, one more thank you to Nishan for shadowing me today. Out with the old, that's me. In with the new, that's Nishan. So I'll be done at the end of the month, but Nishan's show. Solik in the Rapture, Friday at 8. You had a little preview here, sounding pretty great to me. Okay, so one last little two-song set for you. Yeah, I think the timing is going to be just about right. Dog Race, a British band here that, bringing some sort of like upbeat 80s vibes. Return of the Day is the name of this track from their new. Yeah, that's the album. That's the title of the album, too. And then finally, some good old Shoo Shoo. Wandering is the name of this track. I don't think I've played this one before, and it's fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Long live Palestine. Black Lives Matter, Indigenous Lives Matter, and until next week, friends, happy listening.